really exciting. I think the last few months have been a good build-up, and now that the squad's kind of been selected, we can all kind of calm down a bit and get down to business, really. You know, I think the prospect of playing in a home World Cup excites a lot of us. There's certainly a really good vibe and buzz around the team at the moment. Quite a young team, and I think, you know, we're playing some good cricket, so it'll be exciting to see how we go with the English crowd behind us.
And you're living the life of an international cricketer now. A lot of preparation, obviously, in with a central contract, as I suppose this will be this time. How important has it been to be able to spend time with the rest of the squad?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing having the contracts and training full time has allowed us to do is to get to know each other so much better. And I think in a game like cricket, it's really important. You've seen myself and Lauren opening the batting together. We work really well, mainly because we know each other so well on and off the field, in terms of, you know, what I look like on a good day, what I look like on a bad day. And I think that's something that we hadn't even explored a few years back. And I think that's something that hopefully will really add to our performances, add to our cricket over the next few years.
And obviously you made a name for yourself, not just last summer, but also in the Big Bash over the winter as well. How much are you aware of your profile, your personal profile in world cricket?
I don't know. I haven't necessarily looked at it. I think for me, it's a case of just trying to put in performances for England. I mean, you know, anything else is a bonus. I mean, playing in the Big Bash was a really great experience for me. I learnt so much from being out there, and, you know, playing in Australia, playing, you know, a different style of cricket to maybe I'm used to over here. So that was really exciting. I think it's just important for me to sort of keep my feet on the ground. I enjoy my cricket when I just kind of do the basics, try and score runs and let the rest take care of itself.
And now you're taking on, obviously, this big tournament at the World Cup. It doesn't get much bigger than the World Cup, obviously. But I mean, what are your thoughts? England will be among the favourites once again. Home conditions, are you feeling the expectation? Do you think you can win it?
I do think we can win it, but I would say that Australia are probably favourites coming into it. They've held the World Cup for a number of years now, and they've certainly got a strong squad, and I think that takes the pressure off of us a little bit. I think for us, we play our best cricket when we go out and enjoy each other's company and try and put on a bit of a show for the crowds that are hopefully going to come out. As much as it's, you know, we might have some home advantage, we like to think of the English crowds as our 12th man quite often. They present such an atmosphere that I don't think many home teams get anywhere else in the world. We certainly do have some of the best fans. So for us, I think that will certainly spur us on, but I don't necessarily think we have that expectation, or we're certainly not looking at it as expectation anyway.
And a single league format for the qualification, so you're in with all the teams involved. How tough will, it's India, isn't it, first off, how tough will they be to start with?
Yeah, I think India have won something like 8 or 9 ODIs on the bounce, so they're coming in with a lot of form, albeit, you know, we may be in different conditions, but I think, you know, they've definitely made some strides since we played them last time they were over here a couple of years back, and I think any team can beat anyone. I think that's the exciting thing about this World Cup, probably more than some of the World Cups in the past, is that, you know, the top 8 teams in the world really can beat any of the other top 8 teams, which I think is just shows the kind of state of women's cricket at the moment, that it's in a really good place. And it's not just your sort of Australia's, England, New Zealand and maybe India that, you know, are putting up a fight. Everyone is kind of upping their game, and there's no easy games anymore.